Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is pressing for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, saying there's a growing and steep cost of inaction. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen agrees.
I want to emphasize the president is absolutely right. The price of doing nothing is much higher than the price of doing something and doing something big. We need to act now. And the benefits of acting now and acting big will far outweigh the costs in the long run.
Biden and Yellen met today in the Oval Office. Congress already has approved $4 trillion in aid, including $900 billion last month. Biden says although he would like support for a COVID relief bill from Republicans, he's willing to move ahead without GOP support, saying COVID relief has to pass, no ifs, ands, or buts. He says spending another $1.9 trillion would be a bargain compared to the potential damage if a COVID relief package does not pass. White House officials say that over the past week, the U.S. has vaccinated on average 1.2 million people per day for the coronavirus. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, cases of COVID-19 are on the decline, but still very high.
In its second regular coronavirus briefing, the Biden administration emphasized delivering a consistent message. Wear a mask, keep 6 feet of distance, avoid large gatherings, and don't travel unless you have to. And do get vaccinated when possible. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's top medical advisor on the coronavirus, said rampant community spread increases the risk of new variants.
Viruses cannot mutate if they don't replicate. And that's the reason to continue to do what we're doing, namely intensify our ability and our implementation of to vaccinate as many people as possible, as quickly as possible.
It's a race to get out ahead of new variants. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Labor Department is issuing more stringent guidelines for employers to help protect their workers against the coronavirus. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Labor Department's workplace safety arm, OSHA, is now giving employers detailed instructions on how to keep workers safe through social distancing, for example, and by wearing masks. The guidance also calls for attendance policies that encourage sick workers to stay home. Worker safety advocate Debbie Berkowitz of the National Employment Law Project says the federal advice is long overdue.
This is a really big step that signals that OSHA's back into its mission of protecting workers, and that's how you're going to open the economy. If you protect the spread of COVID-19 at work, then we're going to be able to move forward a whole lot quicker.
The guidance is just a recommendation for now, but OSHA is expected to issue mandatory safety rules by mid-March. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine against COVID-19 is 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe illness. It plans to apply for its emergency use in the U.S. soon. It's a single shot rather than two doses and may not be as effective as the two-shot version by other companies, but the development is considered helpful at a time when more doses of vaccine are needed. A powerful storm in California this week downed power lines and caused flooding and mudslides. It also washed out part of Scenic Highway 1. From member station KAZU, Erica Mahoney reports.
Highway 1 is a two-lane road that hugs California's coastline. The section that winds along the Big Sur coast offers majestic views of the Pacific Ocean. But about halfway through that journey, part of the roadway is gone. A massive wildfire last summer made the area vulnerable to the debris flow that eroded the highway Thursday. Kevin Drabinski is with the State Department of Transportation.
It's a national treasure. It's very dramatic to lose a section of road. It will require a lot of really hard work to get it reopened.
It's not clear how long it will take to fix this. Part of Highway 1 washed out from a massive landslide 3 years ago. That took over a year to repair. For NPR News, I'm Erica Mahoney in Monterey.
Capitol Hill Police Officer Brian Sicknick will lie in honor of the Capitol's Rotunda next week. He was killed when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol January 6th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.